A favorite family film of recent years is Finding Dory. It tells the tale of a blue tang fish with amnesia. Separated from her parents, Dory is confused, vulnerable, and disoriented. But as the story continues through the support of friends and flashbacks to formative incidents in her life, Dory regains her memory. And when she knows her backstory, she is able to complete her quest to find her parents. All of us suffer at times from spiritual amnesia. We forget who we are. We forget that we're made in the image of God, made to love and worship God and live as His vice regents in the world. We forget to credit God as the giver of the air we breathe, the giver of the strength in our bodies, the gifts of mind and speech and action that we exercise, and the relationships that enrich life. We sometimes live as if we've forgotten that we are His children through faith in Christ. Fortunately, God has filled the earth with pointers to His presence and His fatherly love for us. And more than that, God has written a whole book for us that tells the story of our identity and how we can be reunited with our Father in heaven. So while we may suffer from spiritual amnesia, God is working to help us remember what our true backstory is and to help us find our true home in Him. Psalm 103 is a high point in the Bible's call to us to hear and respond to God. It's a powerful memory restorative because it's filled with examples of how God has been seeking us out and working for our rescue throughout history. Listen to these verses 1 to 5. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 2, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. This psalm is like a note to self, a reminder that pops up on your phone for an appointment you can't miss. Notice how the opening lines are phrased, praise the Lord, my soul. This is an example of what is often called today self-talk. Set your internal monologue to praising God. Talking to yourself is a powerful way to aid memory, confidence, and focus. That's what the psychologists say. But here in Psalm 103, we see that our self-talk can have spiritual benefits. When we remind ourselves of all that God has done for us, it's an aid to our spiritual health, and it helps us to know who we are and where we're going. So, in our self-talk, what do we need to say to ourselves? Well, this is the story of who God is, that God is a forgiver, a healer, a redeemer, a satisfier. Verse 3, He forgives all our sins. Actually, the picture is of a king who pardons a wayward subject. Later in the psalm, in verse 12, it says, this king banishes our sins as far as the east is from the west. God sends our sins into exile. Isn't that a reason to thank Him? And verse 3 goes on that God heals all our diseases. This is not a blanket promise that every cold or virus or cancer or disease will be instantaneously cured by God. But this is pointing to the biggest disease. Spiritual death. The natural consequence of persistent spiritual amnesia is a prideful life lived apart from God. And that kind of life leads to spiritual death, spending eternity separated from God. But the next verse says, God redeems us from the pit. That's the ultimate healing. Jesus bore our sins in his body on the tree so that by his wounds we might be healed. God has put a garland around our neck. He's thrown a cloak around our shoulders, put a crown of love and compassion on our head and said, the exile is over. Your spiritual death is annulled. You are healed. You are restored to life. You are redeemed from death. Welcome home. That is a wonderful reason to thank God for his work in Christ that saves each one of us. And fourthly, God satisfies us. Everyone's searching for that person or place or possession or experience that will make them happy, fill them up, satisfy their needs and wants. Indeed, America's Constitution proclaims that pursuit of happiness is an inalienable right. But seeking happiness in created things rather than the Creator is like drinking seawater to quench your thirst. It'll never work. Come to Jesus, all you who are thirsty, and you will be truly satisfied. God is the source of all goodness, and when we turn to him, we find lasting satisfaction. That's yet another reason to thank and praise God. Thanking God for the benefits, the good things that he showers on us will renew us and make us soar like eagles. So says verse 5. So add your thanks to the testimonies you hear today. Tell God how much you love him. Thank God for his work in your life and for his promises to forgive you, heal you, redeem you, and satisfy you. Let's look now at how this psalm concludes. Verses 20 to 22 say, praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. We've considered how our own self-talk and the messages that we fill our lives with and our thoughts with can align us with God's work in us and help us understand who we are and where we are in the world. But there's more going on than just an individual exchange between us and God. As we create this soundtrack of praise and thanks to live by and to play through our minds and to give expression to in our words, we realize that we're not speaking alone. No, when we praise God for his unnumbered blessings to us, we are joining in a soundtrack that echoes through all creation. Verses 20 to 22 enlist the angels and God's servants, the heavenly host, all things alive on earth, even the whole cosmos itself, to praise God along with you. Now, after a hard year of isolation and worry and bad news, there are still so many reasons to thank God. Let's not be spiritual amnesiacs, wandering through life forgetful of God's mercies and his loving kindness. I trust that as you hear others giving thanks, your heart is stirred and you too can lift up your heart. Lift up your soul to God with praise and thanks for all he has done and all he is doing. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen.